OSU Cascades bought its first building today. The building on Columbia near downtown will house the university's graduate programs. One of the people who helped make the purchase a reality is former Bend Mayor Alan Bruckner, who donated $800,000 to the project. OSU Vice President Becky Johnson says his generosity was overwhelming.
He did approach us, which is very unusual, and Alan and I are in the same Rotary Club, and he knew that that we were looking for additional space because we're out of space in our building up on the COCC campus, and he actually asked if he could help, and it was just a very, very generous offer, and I was more than happy to take him up on it.
The rest of the money is coming from state lottery bonds and funds provided by OSU Cascades. The building needs to undergo extensive renovations to make it classroom ready, but OSU Cascades plans to have it ready for students by summer term. There are still a lot of questions surrounding the tax confusion with the state of Oregon Department of Revenue and Facebook. And despite our continued requests for a clarification, the state says they are still looking into it. At issue is whether or not the Facebook data center in Prineville should be classified as a utility and should it be taxed. Rosemary Allman says they are not even issuing a written statement and left this message on our newsroom phone.
Apologize, you have been so patient, and I just really appreciate that. Right now we are not, there are so many issues right now about this, and there's some things that we need to research. And until we have complete understanding of all of the issues, we're not going to talk about it.
Yesterday, the Bend Bulletin was reporting that Facebook may take the state to tax court. What stands in the way of you creating one more job? That is the question U.S. Representative Greg Walden of Oregon asked to Oregon businesses recently, and he's gotten a flurry of responses from many job creators. He's recently taken to YouTube to respond to some of them.
A lot of interesting responses, some positive, some not, but I wanted to share a few. Rob from Bend wrote, "I thought I would let you know that Obamacare will be taking my job and giving it to the government. I handle small business and individual health insurance. The new exchanges do what I and others already do."
Rob goes on to explain how the regulations will affect him. Walden says he's hoping for even more responses. You can see the video of him reading responses and a link to his email. You can respond to his website, and we have a link at kbnd.com. Much of the testimony in the Lori Blaylock murder trial centers on her drinking lately. Friends and co-workers took the stand and admitted that she did drink a fair amount and was an alcoholic. They also were asked if they had seen Lori be violent. Our partner News Channel 21 was in the courtroom.
Ever see Lori strike somebody, kick somebody?
The jury was not present for much of what was said in the classroom on Thursday. Stephen Blaylock, who is on trial charged with murdering his wife, claimed she was drunk and attacked him, and she died while he was trying to defend himself. A rally for Occupy Bend is scheduled for tomorrow in downtown Bend. Organizers have planned the event for weeks, and it will be the culmination of 2 weeks of camping out across from Pioneer Park for some of the participants. Ray DeRay is the man behind the Saturday rally.
Now, my goal for this event on the 29th, I'd like to see 1,000 people from Bend come out, maybe 2,000 people. And how about a couple thousand Freedom Riders come out? Then we'll have a real occupation of Bend, huh?
The rally will get underway starting at noon on Saturday at the corner of Wall Street and Greenwood. There will be food, music, and speeches. And the Bend bicyclist injured while riding near Sisters High School last week is improving. Gary Bowne is now out of St. Charles Intensive Care Unit and is in serious condition. Bowne sustained a serious head injury in the SUV bike accident. Friends will be holding a fundraiser for his family this weekend to help with medical expenses since he doesn't have any health insurance. Brad Tisdale is coordinating the event, and he'll be performing.
And Gary taught for 4 years for the Americana Project at Sisters High School. And so we will have some alumni participating as entertainers. He's also in a band, the Pitchstones, so we have recruited their band to play. I will also be performing. Dennis McGregor has committed to perform. Travis Ahrenstrom has committed to perform, as well as Laura Curtis at this time.
The fundraiser will be Sunday at Sisters High School beginning at 6 p.m. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.